Well, that brings me now to verse 2 through 6, and these are conditions preparatory to establishing the kingdom. And verse 2, in that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And you'll notice that we have a reference here to in that day. In verse 1, it was in that day. And now in verse 2, in that day. Now that will occur again and again in Isaiah and in all of the prophets. And it'll be mentioned in the New Testament. The day of the Lord. Joel will have something to say about it. It begins, as every Hebrew day always began, at sundown. Begins with darkness, and it moves from darkness to the dawn. And it begins with the great tribulation period and goes on into the millennial kingdom. So that we have here a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the branch. Now this word, the branch here, there are actually 18 Hebrew words that are translated by the one English word, the branch. All of them refer to the Lord Jesus. Here it means it's just a sprout. Now, I'll be speaking of this in a great deal of detail when we get over to the 11th chapter of this book, and I'll pass by it now, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the branch. He is here the sprout. He's a branch out of a dry ground, we're going to be told later on. Here is something green that's sprung up in the desert. We'll talk about that later, but the reference is definitely to him. Now in verse 3, it shall come to pass that he that is left to Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that's written among the living in Jerusalem. In other words, God's people, both Israel and the Gentiles, during the great tribulation, will survive that period. The Lord Jesus Christ made it very clear. He expressed it in a way that actually has always seemed strange, but he's looking at it, of course, at the end of the great tribulation period, and he says, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Well, they were sealed at the beginning of the tribulation to make sure they got through, and the shepherd is able to keep his own, his sheep, and therefore they're going to endure unto the end. That's what he's saying here. You have that same thought, of course, when you get over to the book of Revelation. They are the ones, that great company that was sealed at the beginning of the great tribulation. They come through, and they come through that period.